from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is your confidence in the Browns shaking right now for this season? Does this shake your confidence up? I think it's a hit to the general public of Browns fans out there. I mean, they're looking for something to get excited about, and every single pundit out there tells them. I mean, I think it was yesterday on Good Morning Football, and I think we've had Kyle Brand on the station before. This ain't a shot at him, but there's things that you always disagree with. He said he still picked the Chargers to go to the playoffs, even if Easton Stick is the quarterback. And I'm going, you are high. You are high on national television. High to the bejesus, you are high to say that they're going to go to the playoffs with those weapons or lack thereof and Easton Stick as their quarterback. They're not going to do that. They could do it with Justin Herbert. They're not going to do it with him. And I look at the Browns and I go, the Browns have much better weapons than the Chargers would dream of right now. But they're not going to go to the playoffs without Deshaun Watson. So when you hear about general soreness, you go, when's the availability going to be there? I know he wants to play. I know that. There are people trying to call in right now that are trying to Trojan horse me and say that he doesn't want to play. And I say that that's Bolsheviks and Boulderdash, but they are out there trying to say that he doesn't want to play, and I know he wants to play. But when I hear general soreness, it makes me feel even worse going, is he capable of going the entire season? Are we being overly cautious? What are we doing? Well, and I know he had one day off in the 16-day session. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot. All right. I don't know the day. Hey, guys, I don't know the days off of the quarterbacks in the other training camps. You were hyper-focused on the Browns during training camp here. So there might be a bunch of other quarterbacks who had days off there, and we don't necessarily pay attention to that. But I also know that when we have a guy who's recovering from injury, and there's been nothing but speculation, and the speculation has been negative, it makes a Browns fan nervous. It has to.
And it makes sense from a fan perspective because you have not really gotten the Deshaun Watson you were hoping to get to this point. You've seen glimpses, but that's about it. And then we had the pretty significant shoulder surgery. And when that surgery went down last year, you did have some people online, some people, or whether it was even Dustin Fox was on the show talking about this pretty extensively, that this is something to monitor. It's something to watch. We don't know on the other side of this what Deshaun Watson is going to look like. And then some of that was quelled with the talk of he's ahead of schedule, looks great, he feels great. And then we don't really have a chance to see it because of how training camp has been conducted this year. So our thought was we were finally going to get to see it with him being able to actually maybe take a few hits in this preseason game. And now that looks like that wouldn't be a good idea at all, considering the left tackle situation, and now the fact that he got pulled from those first-team reps in favor of Jameis Winston yesterday, and the head coach is saying, I had to hold him back because of it.
Kevin Stefanski was asked about that all yesterday. There was, I say an exchange, but that sounds like it was nasty. There was a back and forth. That sounds like it was nasty. Here's him talking to the media yesterday about it.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into Seattle plans just yet. Deshaun was a little sore. I decided to just hold back a little bit with him, but not overly concerned. I'd say general arm soreness, but again, he practiced. I held him back. He could have gone. He's feeling fine.
Did Deshaun, was he sore before practice or did it happen during?
Yeah, before. Yeah.
Is that the first time this camp? Here?
No, he's been, I mean, you're a quarterback. You're throwing a lot, so you get sore.
Kevin, the tendency to err on the side of caution with Deshaun having general soreness and also left tackle issues heading into this game?
Yeah, we'll see. I think for us, we want to just get through today, get to tomorrow, see where we are, make decisions on the game when we think it's appropriate. Don't feel like we have to rush into anything.
Will he throw tomorrow?
We'll see.
So what do you accomplish by playing him on Saturday?
Well, what you were trying to accomplish and what I'd made the case for, you know, this week was for him to feel like a normal quarterback again and have that not be against the Cowboys and Micah Parsons and their pass rush.
Uh-huh. That was what you were trying to accomplish.
We were trying to accomplish,
now
yeah.
That now what we know has changed, now what are you trying to accomplish if you play him on Saturday?
To be fair, Stefanski's acting like nothing's really changed. He said if he needed to play, he could have. So I want to be fair to Stefanski and to Deshaun Watson in that regard. You know, they're saying it's just soreness. He's experienced soreness before. And then
I didn't
Stefanski
say you weren't being
made,
fair, though.
Yeah, then Stefanski made it sound like, yeah, quarterbacks all the time are sore. But this one is one to monitor because of the surgery, because yeah. He's coming off the surgery.
Yeah, because of what they've given up for him, because of what we've gone through over the last 3 years. Yeah, it's one to monitor. Anytime that guy's hurt, people are going to freak out, or they perceive that he's hurt, they're going to freak out. What does playing him Saturday change for anybody? Does it change anything for anybody?
What do you mean? Does it?
What does playing him Saturday change or prove to anybody out there?
Well, if he goes out there and he actually throws the ball further than 15 yards, it's not just a stationary drill or it's not a 7-on-7.
Okay.
I think it could do a lot for fans. For coaches, I think they're never going to say anything they see in preseason is going to dictate, you know, the year.
But do you want him out there just to calm down the fans?
No, I wanted him out there to calm down himself, mm-hmm. to make him confident, to make him be the Deshaun Watson with the swagger. And yes, that body language stuff that we were joking about earlier in the show. Like, yeah, it'd be nice for him to be able to feel like Deshaun Watson again. I don't know that he does.
Because
I don't know when the last time he truly did. Maybe he'd say the second half against Baltimore.
Makes a lot of sense.
But, you know.
Makes a lot of sense.
That was a half of football.
Exactly. And then we got to talk about whether or not he should do more to protect himself on the field. What you're saying makes a lot of sense. But if you don't believe it's best for him or best for the Browns, then you got to be willing to stand in here over the next 2 weeks and take a lot of people saying, well, he doesn't want to play. And a lot of people being negative and pessimistic. Because, again, when everything else that they hear, I mean, it sounds like Diana Russini, we'll play those comments later on in the show. She was on Dan Patrick's show. And it was like, well, who do you guys think is going to have a bad season? And Diana Russini seems like a wonderful person, and she says the Browns. I mean, I can't find anybody out there that's bullish on this football team, and this was an 11-6 football team. And why aren't they bullish? Well, we don't know about your quarterback. I mean, it's the same feeling. I've got nothing but the same feeling I had last November, I think 15th, right, when we had to give the news about him being out for the rest of the season. Everybody just went, that's it for the year. I'm getting that same feeling, except I think for a lot of Browns fans, they've had that same feeling over the last 8 months from people. Hey, you had a good run, but if that quarterback ain't ready to go, and we don't know if he is, because all we can do is speculate, you guys ain't going to go anywhere. Great, wonderful. You're telling me we have the defensive player of the year. Yep, 2-time coach of the year, assistant coach of the year. We have a guy who's a borderline Hall of Famer in Joel Bitonio. We have Denzel Ward that, even though we're worried about his health, he's still one of the top corners in the league. We have MJ Emerson, where last week it seemed to part the seas that he was going to walk through that door of elite cornerbacks last week because of what he did against Justin Jefferson in the joint practices. I got all these good players. I got Nick Chubb, Cleveland's hero, coming back. And you're telling me I'm not going to go to where I want to go because of the quarterback. It's a terrible feeling. So you got to be willing to stand in there for the next 2 weeks and have some sort of optimism if he don't play on Saturday, which is fine. You just got to be ready to do it. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah. The only thing that bothers me, I think, in these conversations, I've heard a lot of people say over the last few days, playing in the preseason, that doesn't in any way, you know, guarantee anything for the season. Or if he's like good this year or bad this year, it has nothing to do with preseason. I get that, but then, you know, why do any of this? Why ever have any guy out there ever? Why? Patrick Mahomes has been out there in two games. Joe Burrow has been out there, and he's coming off, you know, surgery and a significant injury.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know that I can draw a direct line to anything that happens in the preseason, but I do think, especially like a team that's overhauling their offense, like I understand why, you know, you'd want to be out there and take some hits and feel like you can go out there. And even if it's base defenses in a preseason, and I'm not exactly sure what is it? McDonald is the head coach now of the Seattle Seahawks. What kind of crazy defense is he going to send? Exotic blitz schemes in a preseason? Probably not. But it's been a really long time since Deshaun Watson has had to feel any kind of game speed, even if it's preseason game speed.
216-474-0092. Jim and Perry, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Jim.
So he does need to play. He's played six games in the last, 3 years? Like, he's the only starting quarterback out of any NFL team that hasn't played the preseason this year. Za'Darius Smith just gave the perfect example, like he quoted, on why it's they need to play in the preseason.
So would you, wait a minute, you're the same guy. I mean, you were as nasty as it could be, I think, just yesterday or the day before
there,
Jim.
You're absolutely right.
So you what's the point, you're not going to complain about it if he goes out there and he plays? That's going to change your disposition altogether?
No, not all.
Okay, so then why? So they got to prove it to you?
No, you don't have to prove it to me, but what's the point of the preseason then?
The point of the preseason is to get ready for the season. But if he's sore, but now if it's reported that he's sore and he's been left out of practice, then what is the point of me playing him?
Ken, he's not sore.
Okay, not then sore. Why is he not playing?
Practicing. Me. Why do people ask him that? Instead, they're asking him about his tattoos on his back.
What is with the tattoos thing?
If you go back and listen to the interview, nobody ever asks him tough questions. But for whatever reason, somebody asked him about his back tattoos, and he went into a 5-minute long.
What? You got to let the tattoo thing go, Jim. I can't do it. I cannot do it anymore. I can't, and I won't. I don't understand what the tattoo thing is, I don't give a damn.
Isn't there a Super Bowl ring, but no engraving?
Correct.
So. That's a motivational tool.
High school ring, his college ring, and a length ring.
Now the question is, does he look at it? Does he have to have a 2-mirror setup if that's going to?
Oh, I think you got to do the vaunted 3-mirror.
Well, the reason I asked the question, I used to have this at the Tony and Tom's barber shop. I used to stare into the mirror back there in Chesterland. It would go for days.
I hate this conversation.
It would be like
so
interstellar.
Much.
It was incredible.
Right.
I felt like I was at the nexus of the universe. But if it's going to drive him, if it's going to drive him and motivate him, and that's going to be the carrot that he dangles out in front of him, he also has to have a mirror in front of him and in back of him so he can see that the ring is not enough
behind you as well.
Stop it. I don't want to hear about his tattoos ever again. I don't care about the tattoos. Don't want to hear about them.
I mean, he went to the work of getting those tattoos.
I don't
care. They mean something to him.
I don't care. That's great for him and great for whatever the tattoos represent. I'm not having a conversation about tattoos. That call right there is exactly why I don't need to play him on Saturday. He ain't going to prove anything to a guy like Jim. Jim's still going to be upset. They said they kept him out with soreness. What, am I supposed to put him on the stand and make him answer questions about his soreness and whether or not he should play on Saturday? Do we really want to do that? I'm sure Jim wants to, but I'm not going to sit there and do that. They kept him out there with soreness. And by the way, you hear a call like that, there ain't nothing Deshaun Watson is going to do on Saturday that's going to prove anything to him or to a lot of guys who are trying to get in about whether or not he even wants to play. Because that's where we're at with a lot of people here. Because when they think that they can go to the playoffs and one guy's being held out, we just turn it on them. We got Curtis Danberg joining us in studio. We'll get back to the Browns here in a second. I don't even want to read the mentions after that last call. You want to do it? So, Guardians are still a great baseball team. I'm going to talk Guardians right now with Curtis Danberg.
Who's got the best tattoos on the Guardians?
Get out of here. Just stop it. I'll interview the guy alone. That's how we'll do this. Vice President of Communications and Community Impact, Curtis Danberg.
Good morning, boys.
I have an idea. How about we have Pedro Avila out there? You can't answer this, but I'm going to say it. I just want to see your face. Hopefully he's on the camera.
We came up with a whole plan.
I want Pedro Avila. I know he came out last night and pitched. I want him to be an opener. Third batter. Say something nasty to Aaron Judge. Hit Aaron Judge. See if he can come out there, get him thrown out of the game, let's see if we can win. Then go put Gavin Williams out there, and then we're off and running.
Those two are pretty hard to get out.
They're impossible to get out. Can we walk them both?
Maybe, should we?
I don't know.
Vote said no. Vote said you can't do it every time. And I understand yesterday, especially after you burn through so many of your pitchers, where they go through six of them, you know, the day before, six relievers and
including
your starter.
Class A pitched two.
I know. He went two innings in that game. So the last thing you want to do is build up the traffic situation, because that could be a nightmare. Now, yesterday turned out to be a nightmare anyway. So,
but it's also Yankee Stadium. Game one, those two first homers.
How do we feel about those?
They've been flyouts in Progressive Field.
How do we feel? Can we petition Major League
Baseball?
That's
why Soto will not leave Yankee Stadium. He'll be a Yankee next year.
You know, there is a baseball team that you work for that was once owned by Bill Veeck, who was accused of moving the outfield wall in and out. Yeah. I mean, we can't really throw stones here in this city.
We also moved him back and put a big extension for Alex Cole.
We did do that for him. Tone, take it away.
So this is obviously a critical. We were calling this a playoff-like series against the Yankees. I know yesterday didn't go so well, but now you have a chance today to salvage two out of three. And I look at the standings. This is what's amazing to me. Everybody's looking for consistency from the Guardians and screaming at them. And I'm like, okay, consistency like the Baltimore Orioles? Like, you go up and down, like the Yankees, who over the last 60 games, you've got a better record than. So this thing seems to be as wide open as can be. But with that said, it seems like fans are teetering with their confidence levels. What can we say to get them down the stretch to feel like, hey, this still has a chance to be a magical season?
It's playoff baseball. I mean, you talk about this series, but then we move ahead. We've got the former world champs from last year, the Rangers, come in town. Then we have four games in 3 days against the Royals, who are right behind us. And then we have the Pirates. We have a 10-game homestand. So this is what it's going to be day in and day out for the rest of the season. We have 36 games left. Buckle up.
Do you take these games like Ken has, I think, a little to absurd levels? He has been living and dying on a nightly basis for a while now.
But it's been fun, though.
And what that's what I wonder, though. How many years has been taken off your life? But now we're getting to this
by
point.
By baseball or by booze?
Well, we both. It's why not combine them both?
The two go hand in hand.
Yeah, there you go.
You certainly have been through this. Guardians fans, Indians fans have been through this over the years. This is now late August, getting into late August, and then obviously September baseball to get you to October. Are you gonna feel like every game is life or death from here on out?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun, but it's stressful. And we live and die with it, too. I mean, hey, these games mean a lot, day in and day out for the end of the season. And you can ask my wife, you know, after losses, I'm a lot quieter than maybe after wins. So it impacts us all, but that's what's fun about it. I'm glad we're in this position versus the position we were in last year at this time.
Can someone consider themselves both a Guardians and a Yankees fan?
No.
Okay, thank you very much.
Move on, yeah. So we have a ton of home games left. You talked about the 10-game homestand. I think it's going to be a huge advantage. I mean, do you still have the best record in baseball at home? It's been a massive advantage this year. You've had people turning out. The crowds have been incredible. And I think historically, like, we're going to have one of the great years since that early run that we had when the ballpark opened up. So they're feeling that, right? They're going to feed off that huge crowd.
Absolutely. And we have 10 straight games at home. So we need to take advantage of this. It's important. We have more home games in the second half than we had in the first half. So the fact we've played so well at home, and City Connect Friday nights, and we're expecting, we have few thousand tickets remain for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I think we have a chance to sell out all weekend and get that place shaken.
So if a grown man, a taxpayer in America here, owned both a Yankees and a Guardians hat, what would you think?
You can only wear the team that you root for. You can't wear both.
Okay. I wanted to make sure about that. Lima, go ahead.
I think
ahead
that's
and
a problem with Mitch.
Questions.
We're not exactly sure.
I don't know if he knows, and now I got somebody in here from the baseball team to kind of yell at Mitch, and I'd like to browbeat Mitch, if that's okay, with the VP of Communications and Community Impact from the Cleveland
Fan's
Guardians.
Fan's a fan. You can't just pick a different cap that matches your outfit.
That's what he believes he can. How old's your son, by the way?
21.
21 years old, yes. So only 5 years younger than Mitch over here. Do you believe that this is a generational discrepancy here with picking and choosing teams as they go along? Because he says he's a Guardians fan, but he also owns a Yankees hat, and he just bought a Pirates hat to fit in over at PNC Park.
The question is, did he wear the Yankees hat during this series, like this week?
He brought them both in.
Yeah.
Tuesday morning, he had
them both. We're competing against that team.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
That's what he has.
And these Curtis, after this interview, if you want to take him out in the hallway.
And these are
rough
pretty.
Him up. I have to take away his hot dogs. No.
These are pretty significant games. Yeah, with the Yankees. Hope he would chokes the Yankees on him. Bring you any of that, Mitch? So talk about when Curtis comes here, we appreciate the hot dogs. But we laid our eyes on this flag that you brought in here today. And I want to know how we get our hands on.
They should just make this the new Cleveland land. Flag.
Where's the camera?
This flag is incredible.
They're doing the redesign. They should just make this the Cleveland flag. Yeah, make it the city's flag.
Well, you know, they're going through that. The city of Cleveland right now is looking at alternatives people. Because their current flag is a little bit complicated. It looks like the French. We need our own
just
flag.
Just go with this.
Just go
the
to this.
State of our city.
Giveaway on Saturday.
And we're
so a few thousand tickets for rain.
Started.
You can get this cool, the land City Connect flag.
It's glorious. It's a very nice. What day is that again?
Tomorrow. Saturday.
Just Saturday. Okay.
It's like a 5 foot.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flag.
So the flag is. So that's probably four by six.
That thing.
That's a big
flag. I would expect a little, like, 2 foot flag.
Yeah, that's
no,
a big
flag. No, this is legit. You're hanging this outside your house.
The American flag that flies.
Yeah, forget about the political signs. Don't make your house a target to some people out there who may have nefarious ideas on their minds. This flag. Oh, we're getting in front of the cameras right now.
Oh, it's in the front. There we go.
Wouldn't you rather have this in a political sign out front for their stretch run? Wouldn't you, Kenny?
Yes, I would. There's no political signs out in front of my yard. At least that I put there. I have no idea of anybody else. I have no idea.
I dropped some off for you.
Okay. Perot still has a chance. Curtis Danberg joining us here on the show. All right, what else is coming up this weekend?
So I mentioned the Royal Series, big series we're doing in 51st anniversary of John Adams. We want to get the bleachers full for the Royal Series. So $15 bleacher tickets. You have until tonight at midnight to make that purchase, CLEGuardians.com or your MLB ballpark app. So, again, we want the ballpark packed, especially for the Royal Series. And then I said the Buccos at the back end. So come and support. These games, as we said at the outset, are very important. We need that.
The outstanding Curtis Danberg in studio and the Smart Choice Windows and More studio. Curtis, thank you very much for the time, friend.
You got to go Guards.
Curtis Danberg joining us. And you know what? How about a giveaway? Caller 8-216-343-0923. That's 216-343-0923. You win a four-pack of tickets to see the Guardians take on the Royals on August 27th at 4 p.m. at Progressive Field. I want to say caller, which number did I say they're on?
You said six.
Caller six, 216-343-0923. You're going to win a four-pack of tickets to see the Guardians take on the Royals on August 27th at 4:40 p.m. at Progressive Field. Folks, it's all courtesy of the Cleveland Guardians and 92.3 The Fan. By the way, I know you you know Pony. You know Mueller a little bit. You know Donnie Football, their producer?
Yeah.
He's like the Mitch of their show. Except he's a terminal yinzer. Like the voice, the accent, the whole deal. He's coming to Cleveland this weekend for baseball, and I want to ask him if he's going to wear a Guardians hat to fit in.
I don't know anybody.
Should he buy a Guardians hat to fit in? It's that generation.
No, it's Mitch. I don't think anybody else is doing that.
Yeah, Mitch blames it on the generation. I just think it's Mitch.
People are calling our contest line to try to win those.
Being a problem.
Yeah, they're supposed to.
Yeah, they're supposed to.
Oh, I thought you gave out a different...
No, I threw out that number. I threw out the contest line number. Yeah. They're calling my personal cell phone to win the...
They're going to the app and downloading things right now.
Can I just talk about how great Jose Ramirez is for the rest of the morning, or do we have to go back to this? It's, guys, you have to know it's an impossible defense when I have no evidence to defend. Okay? I have no evidence to defend it. I got what evidence I have is circumstantial and very small. It's the second half against Baltimore. That's it. So if we were in a football courtroom of whether or not the quarterback's going to work out or the quarterback's not going to work out, I have a bunch of people, witnesses of football, saying, well, this is a flaw and that's a flaw and we don't know about his shoulder. And I'm going, well, I got the second half against Baltimore. And I think the people that were having a positive outlook on things are sitting there and also getting tired of hearing about the second half against Baltimore and probably very tired of hearing me say the second half against Baltimore. Like, to the point, I'll throw it out there to them. Are you tired of bringing up the second half against Baltimore? I bet the vast majority of them are. Like, it is time to move forward, so it's a frustrating thing when you see that, hey, he's sidelined today with general soreness. We have practice today. We'll find out today if he's out there practicing. If he's out there practicing, fine. But because they know about general soreness, it's going to be in the back of the fan's head.
Well, has anybody ever changed their projected win total based on preseason?
If a quarterback's out, yeah. If you lose a quarterback in that preseason.
Right.
Famously, no, you say anybody, do you mean fans or actual books?
Like fans every year. Inevitably, we get very lazy by the end of training camp. We open up the phone lines and we say, all right, what's the win total? And I have no problem with fans being excited. I do think you get delusion at times, but it's the start of a season. You know, that's when you want to be delusional. That's when it's fun. But based on the information that you're getting out of camp, the very limited activity you've even been able to watch, and then the news yesterday that the reps that were supposed to go to Deshaun Watson end up going to Jameis Winston, and you're probably not going to see him in that last game against Seattle. I'm starting to sense from some fans.
I don't know if that's a report. I think it's we got to ask Mary Kay at 8:20. The probably thing, that's you and I speculating well, we'd probably leave him out now if we're out with general soreness. I can't say probably. There's no report on that.
Kevin started that whole piece that we've played a couple times now saying he's not talking about Seattle yet. And it's Wednesday.
Yeah, Tone, I'm not trying to split hairs
now
with
Thursday
you.
Morning.
I'm not trying to start a fight with you. Mm-hmm. But he didn't use the term probably. If he plays on Saturday, he plays on Saturday. That's going to open up a whole other bowl of worms, but hopefully a positive one at the end of the day. I mean, we are leading ourselves into fits about all this. But you were bringing up win totals. Go ahead.
I'm starting to sense there is a faction of the fan base that is starting to project the doom and gloom on the season.
Yes.
I am not doing that. I don't think you are doing that.
I'm trying not to.
But you even said trying, man. People hear that. And I think they're going to be a little trepidatious.
Because again, I have a lot of feelings towards the fans. It's the fans. I feel a lot of ways towards how the fans do. And again, I have people, when I brought up the national media, where I can't find a lot of pundits who are very positive on the Browns' outlook for the season. Because it's not about just like getting over 500. It's approaching the playoffs, winning the division, getting to an AFC championship, and so on. And I know that the talent the roster has what it takes to get there. But everybody's standing back because of the quarterback. And there's people telling me, stop listening to the national media. I think secretly you want to hear that. You want to hear outsiders be positive about your football team. You talk to your friends. They're like-minded individuals. We're all Browns fans. So we can go with each other and go, you like the Browns? Yeah, I like the Browns. You like the Browns' chances? Yeah, I like the Browns' chances. And we try to confirm these things with each other, but we know in the back of our mind, we know we're fans, so there's going to be a little bit more towards the positive. You want to hear somebody who's in L.A. or New York or somewhere else, Bristol, Connecticut, who has nothing to do with your football team, claims they don't dislike your football team, anything like that, that they're impartial, that they're saying, you guys are going places here. You guys are the up-and-comers in doing these things, or you guys are going back to the playoffs. You are now the standard in your division. Fans, as much as they say they don't care, they want to hear that. I knew I did when I was just a fan. I wanted to hear outsiders say these things about my team. I want to be the tough one on the block, not anybody else. So, yeah, it takes its toll. And I think it's taking its toll right now. And when we found out about the whole general soreness thing, I think it kind of, the cup overran with some folks. So I'm trying not to freak out. I'm trying not to be overly dramatic about it. Again, he could go out there, he could practice today, look fine today, and then we can all stop worrying about a lot of things and be okay and realize that some of these calls and some of the things that we've taken this morning have been silly. But it's still going to be in the back of people's minds.
It just shows you where we are on the whole experience at this point. And even I'd even ask, like, the people that do reference that second half consistently against the Baltimore Ravens and how that was vintage Deshaun Watson, no matter what I've tried to present to tell you. No, I've seen great Deshaun Watson. That was really good. That was really good in a very impactful game. Even those people, are they to the point where they're just like, oh, I'll wait. I'm confident in September 8th. He'll be fine. Like, are those people, those are the biggest believers in Deshaun Watson. Do they feel that way as we get ready for the opener in 2 weeks?
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML, fix my life.
Denny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
You know, they say jury duty is one of the great civic duties in this country. And yet, it seems like every time somebody gets that notice in the mail that they are getting that call.
It's the worst feeling
ever. They are
ever.
Looking to do whatever they can to get out of jury duty.
It's the worst. I'd rather be getting audited.
It's happened to almost all of us. I don't know if it's happened to Mitch yet, but he's getting there. Owen got...
This is my first time.
He got his first notification.
And I was excited about it. I've 42, never had it. I was in the military, been pretty big on, you know, being one that's out there and helping do our part in society, your freedoms and all that, right? And was really excited about it till like yesterday. Now I'm not excited. Now I want to get out of it. I don't want to do it.
All right.
You don't want to do it.
So the timing's never going to be right. Like, I get everybody would say, well, if the timing would be right, there's always going to be something happening in your life. And this isn't just about, like, some people say, oh, I'd like to get out of work for a week. And then you realize what the pay is. Then you realize the inconvenience.
It sucks. That does guys, it's dreadfully boring.
What
it
that does to everybody
so
you work with.
Yes.
Because now they have to all pick up the slack in most jobs.
Yeah, but most people secretly don't like their coworkers. Take you and me, for instance.
That's a good point, counterpoint.
Thank you very much.
I don't think it's secret with everyone.
No, that's true.
What do I do, though? How do I get out of this?
Honestly, you want to know my issue for you? Go and just go through the motions. That's the easiest way to do it. So many people used to say, like, oh, I'm going to say this and that. No, that's not going to help. Then they get, now they, like, perjure you or something crazy.
There aren't certain magical terms you can utter.
Well, it was always the joke is I'm going to go in there and I'm going to say something terrible. Yeah. And then I'm going to be getting rid of for jury duty. But they, like, know that now. So they know that some people are willing to do that now. So they're like, nope, you're staying. Or you're going to have to do this. Like, they get mad about it because people wanted to do that. And it's just a waste of their time. It seems that when you waste a judge's time in their chambers or in their courtroom, they don't take it very funny. They don't like it.
But not only that,
they're not understanding
things. The elephant in the room is that if you say something racially insensitive, that could get you out of it. Which then, if they leave you on the jury and now you're sitting there for what could be the next few weeks with a bunch of people who think you're a racist, that's probably not ideal.
Exactly. So you don't want to do that. I would say just go through it. I had to sit in jury duty one day over here at the courthouse downtown. And it was the worst day of my life. I've never been so happy to come in here.
How long of a day was that?
It was the whole day. I got there. I'd be there at 7 a.m. And I brought, like, nothing with me because I had been called. I've been called for jury duty so many times I've lost count. Every time I've moved, it happens at least every other year. And sometimes I've just been able to, like, hey, I can't do it because of this reason. All right, fine. Or in that case, they just kept calling me back, like, you're not getting out of this. You're coming to this courthouse. Just go. Deal with it and just pray that they don't call you to sit on the jury.
All right, now most cases, they go by very quickly. They are not the O.J. Simpson jury. With that said, would you want to be a part of what could be American history?
Well, I know my wife a few years ago had to do it, and she was like, oh, you know, we go until 5 o'clock, whatever. She never got home before 7:30. She had to get an escort. She was downtown here, had to get an escort to the car every night.
How was the food?
I think they went to A Bon Pon or whatever a bunch of times.
Some good items there.
Don't just go there, go through the motions, and just hope that you are just so blasé enough that they don't want to select you, that they feel that you're just not the right juror for either side, and then that's it.
All right, there's got to be some. I'm surprised we're not getting some reaction from some people to say, guys, it's part of your civic duty. It's part of the justice system. You should want to be a part of that. If you've ever felt that it was corrupt, if you've ever felt that people don't get a fair shake, then I would think that some people would think this is a duty worth going through that experience. And at the very least, having a great story to tell. Owen, you're somebody who enjoys life experience. Wouldn't this be part of the fabric of American culture?
I'm sure it will be once it's over and done with. But right now I'm on this side of it, and I don't want to do it.
No. It's anything. When we say civic duty, it's always a point of pride for everybody else until it's your responsibility.
It's you.
Like, I vote, and up until, I'm going to vote, and then the Tuesday comes around, it's like, man, I got to move a lot of things around to vote, man. This is going to be a tough day, but I still do it. Czar in Fairview Park, real quick, go. Czar.
Yes.
Go, quick, go.
Ooh, you called us.
Yeah, so I had jury duty, I don't know how many years ago. I got called in, three cases. The one I had to sit on, guy beat the hell out of his girlfriend. And, I guess the only bright side out of it was Judge Dick Ambrose, who used to play for the Browns. He was on one of the cases.
So, did you get his autograph?
Yes, I did.
Okay, God. There you go. Well,
Does that help me?
Thank you for the call.
Thanks a lot, Czar.
Unless
Judge fix in my life, sir.
Unless Judge Sinnerberg's sitting on one of the cases. Friend of the show. Tone, friend of the show.
Yeah, that's
that might be fun.
But then it gets you disqualified,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because you know her. Oh, well, that'd be perfect for him. Real quick, Mitch on St. Clair, go.
Only one way that you get out of jury duty, the only way that you'll never be called is if you're not a registered voter. That's the only way. That you can never be called for jury.
Yeah, but I want to be a registered voter. Yeah. I like to. I hate to vote the day thereof, but I do like to vote.
I'm just saying that's the only way. I didn't ask any other questions. That's all.
All right, Mitch. Thank you very much. Randy in Cleveland, go ahead. Final one. Hit it.
How's it going, guys? I had them release me from jury duty on the second day. What you have to do is your work just has to contact wherever they're at, whether it be downtown or wherever, and tell them that they have nothing in place to pay you for jury duty. No $25, you have no vacation time, anything like that. They will exclude you from jury duty.
Outstanding. Thank you very much, Randy.
What if everybody did this? If everybody heeded this advice, our criminal justice system would be at a standstill.
Will you guys call the Lorain County courthouse and let them know I can't miss?
I'll do what's necessary.
Who's going to play the reckless speculation?
Wait, our company has to come up with the $25 a day?
Okay, we're moving on there.
That's it.
Did you see the video of
Your parking get taken care of?
Did you see the video of Jack? Put the safety on. Did you see the video of Jack Conklin taking left tackle steps?
I did.
Are we doing the training camp report?
We're doing the training camp report.
Training camp update brought to you by Classic Chevy and Classic Ford in Menor.
What do you think of that? Now, he and Jed Wills were working with trainers yesterday. It's a positive step forward according to all the Browns reporters.
Who do you feel more confident about going into the season? Jed Wills, Deshaun Watson, or Mr. Conklin?
Well, I thought you were going
to
ask.
There's
who do you
an
feel?
Easy way to figure this out.
Well.
How rank them in Power terms of being ready this. To go?
Number one?
Throw Nick Chubb in there if you want.
You ready? You want me to go?
Let's go.
You want me to go 3-1 or 1-3?
Start out with your most likely
Deshaun
to be
ready. Watson.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson.
All right.
Number two, Jack Conklin. Number three, Jed Wills. Listen, I don't know what they did, but the release she gave out was a scope. I saw Joe Bitonio get a scope. I didn't watch him get scoped, but he got scoped, and during a bye week, he was back the next week. And we're going on 10 months?
When did December that go to December? Was when that
nine
release
months.
Was put out.
9 months. We're on 9 months. Babies have been conceived and born in the time that it's taken him to come back from a knee scope. Now, I don't know what all it entailed, so I'm not going to speculate, and I don't want to go any further, but it scares me. What else is... If you're just getting a scope, something else is wrong in there, and that scares me for the entire... Like, okay, is it just going to be 5 years with the Browns and that's it? What are you going to do? That's not good. That's not good. So it goes Watson, Conklin, Wills. You didn't even give your top three.
I think.
Hold on, he's got to hit the music.
We got something other than a top three to do. We got some breaking news, guys.
What?
Oh! Laser eyes, Andrew Berry does it again, baby!
What?
4D chess, you ready?
What?
Albert Breer, who is scheduled to be on the Afternoon Drive show today.
Let's go.
Your Cleveland Browns are trading Cade York to the Commanders for a conditional seventh rounder. So an early deal as a trade market heats up with cut down looming. That's what Albert Breer just tweeted. He'll be on Afternoon Drive later today. We are at Laser Eyes Sessions, my friend. That's where we're at. Well done, Andrew Berry.
Got it done.
I'm not even joking.
He did.
Not even joking.
He did the undoable.
That is without any cynicism at all. I'm dead serious. You sign the guy to trade him. And you got to trade. You got a seventh round pick. You stockpile draft picks. That's how it's done, folks.
That is how you wrap up a training camp update.
Yep. You should do more of these.
Training camp update brought to you by Genesee Brewing Company and Circa Resorts and Casino.
And Dustin Hopkins, our starting kicker, is going to be kicking in Seattle. Laser eyes, baby.
Maybe I don't want him kicking in Seattle. Maybe we should wait.
4D chess.
Maybe you should wait to the opener.
Nah, what's done is done. You sent him to Hawaii. Hey, good for Cade York. Off to Washington you go. Good for you, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.